and ability to think. And instead of unfolding our own dormant powers and latent possibilities, we allow them to remain in obscurity, and we trot along joggity-joggity-jog after our pet bellwether. People are very much like sheep in this way. They are obedient and imitative animals, and rather than assume the responsibility of directing their own footsteps, they wait until someone takes the lead, and then away they stampede after him. Is it any wonder that the leaders claim the choicest pickings for themselves and allow the flock to get only the scrubby grass? Not a bit of it. They have earned the choice bits by reason of lack of individuality and initiative on the part of those following them. In fact, they were chosen as leaders because of this self-assertive and self-directive quality. If they had stood back in a modest, mild manner, they would have been pushed aside by the flock that would disclaim them as leaders, in favor of others who knew how to push to the front. Now, in this little book, we shall not endeavor to awaken a spirit of bellwetherism in you, nor to urge you to strive to lead the flock. There is nothing in the mere leading of people other than vainglory and petty self-satisfaction. The desirable thing is to possess sufficient individuality and initiative to be your own bellwether, to be a law unto yourself, so far as other men are concerned. The great men, the strong.